After some time, a sky sound came, voice came, and told that, "Don't be worry. I will never give darshan to you in this life, because this is made up of so many karmas. And you have some desires, not bad, sattvic, but even it is bad for taking my darshan. So you should chant and remember and doing kirtan everywhere. You should go all over the world and you should stay only 5 minutes in which a cow can be left. Not more than this. And when a time will come, you will give up this body, material body, and a associate body from Vaikunth will come. And you will accept and thus you will go to bed. To Vaikunth and you can go everywhere. And you will become so powerful." So, Narada is telling his whole own history. Because it is so easy for a disciple to follow his Gurudev. So Gurudev sometimes doubts his history. How he has achieved Krishna and this love. We see also there are so many instances in Gop Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He told his own history, how he received Golok Vrindavan Dham and the service of Radha and Krishna Kaliyuga. And he was fully satisfied. So Gurudev, like Narada, tell his own history, his own practice. So he told also that you should go and in bhakti trance you should realize all things. You have not written anywhere the glories of Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. You have not described anywhere that what kinds of love and affection can control supreme personality of Godhead. You have not described the love and affection of Yashoda to Krishna. You have not anywhere described how gopis loved this Krishna, that Krishna became controlled by the gopis and told himself that I cannot repay you. Na pare ham nirvadya sanjujan. Like Krishna has not so much feeling separation like he felt separation for gopis when he went to Mathura and he sent a messenger for gopis to Vrindavan. And he realized how high gopis are. And then he declared in the whole world, there are no any devotee like gopis. So you have not written all these things. You should try to realize and then write. Then he went away. Then Vyas said, next day, he took bath and he seated there, took his asana, and he fully surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna mercy, he became in a very strong, and he saw everything, all the pastimes of Krishna from boyhood to Dwarka Leela, everything. As if he was seeing any cinema, one by one, always. And he realized all these things. And then he did it. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panhite amale apasyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam jaso mahito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. He saw beautiful pastimes of Krishna. he saw also that those the jivas being Chinmasattva, Satchidananda, part and parcel of Krishna, and eternally servant of Krishna. And they are thinking that I am worldly person. I am male, female, I am animal, trees and creepers. They are thinking that. But actually we are all living entities. The part and parcels of Himself, Supreme Personality of God. And he also saw that those who are forgetting Krishna and giving up the service of Krishna, they are really unhappy in this world, coming, taking birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. And those who are following bhakti, all anaths are going, and they are gradually going towards Krishna. And seeing all these facts, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. This is transliteration, it is called. Not like us. In our writing, there will be so many mistakes. Grammar mistakes, Siddhant mistakes, all kinds of mistakes. But in Vyasa, not single mistake, nothing. I realized everything. He did it for the persons who have left Krishna and they are very unhappy in this world. Jasya vai suyamanayam Krishna paramapurushe bhakti upapadyate punsa soka moha bhaya. Then all kinds of reading that, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, all kinds of doubts, soak, suffering, soak, all kinds of lamentation. Everything go very easily without any endeavor. Sasangita Bhagat. And doing so, he wrote, he called his son Sukadeva Goswami, who was always in renounce order, no use of cloth, nothing. And he brought him and gave this Bhagavati Samhita to him. He listened everything, heard, and he also became a very pure and rustic devotee. In our coming class tomorrow, we will describe how it happened, and the glories of Guru, and the qualification of devotees. We will try to explain. And you should try to be very enthusiastic and try to follow all these things. I want that you should follow, having no doubts in any way, and thus also do, you should preach in the whole world like Swamiji did. Never deviating, never. Gaur Pramananda. Tomorrow, the birthday of Nrisimhadev. He came in evening, and a person like Hiranyakashipu, who has some benediction from Brahma, he will not die in daytime, in night time, in midday, midnight. He will not die in sky. He will not
on earth.
In water, by fire, by any poison, not by any weapon, by like arrows and bow, or by clubs or anything. Not in a year, but Nrisimhadev saved his very dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Even he was in 5 years age, and he was a very strong faith in Krishna, and he was saved. So we think that this day is very sacred day. We should try to follow and to pray the mercy of Nrisimhadev. That we are so much fallen, we are not like Prahlad Maharaj. We have so many bad habits, we cannot control our intelligence or anything. We have so many doubts, bad association. So he should save us. And he is powerful to save. So we will, from morning to evening, we should try to be Nirjala Upavas. But in case you cannot do, follow to be full fasting. Then you can observe it like Ekadasi by taking some fruits, juice, no harm. But don't
take any grain.
I know there are so many persons, devotees there. They will follow it by not even taking water. I know. But all cannot do. So Shastra has given some concession for them. They should not touch grain, but they can take some fruit. But not then and often.
Only once frequently.
Frequently. They should take one or two times. And it is better that we should follow, observe this Ekadasi. Not taking anything till the birth of time of Nrisimhadev, that is evening. When sun is going to set and night is coming, in that. In India it is likely to be at 6, but here 9. But we can take on what? About 8? 8 may be like that. 9? At the end, sun is going to set and darkness is coming, but not so much dark. Till that, and we should do Abhishek of Nrisimhadev here. I want some milk, curd, honey, ghee, sugar and madhu should be brought here. And we will make Abhishek of Nrisimhadev. And we will hear the glory of Nrisimhadev and very sacred life of Prahlad Maharaj. And it will give strength so much. So you should be ready like that. I think that all should do. And if they want, they can take fruits and vegetables. No one. Go, Pramana.